Back up top, Conley. Weak side, Bushcutter. Open, 16-footer, good. Bushcutter 3 for 3 here in the first quarter, and the Stars are now up by 9.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Ravenna as the Blue Jays battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Then it's going to be thrown away. Good step and anticipation there by Trevor Sabourin, and he's got the steal. Can't go coast to coast. He's cut off by Kissinger. They swing it over. Quick three on the way. Anderson got it. Tyson Anderson's first three of the basketball game. And Ravenna regains the lead, 55-54.
One of the top rivalries in the conference is renewed tonight as Kearney Catholic and Ravenna square up with multiple state-rated teams on the court. It's the Stars and the Blue Jays coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on this Tuesday night on your sports leader, the Tri-Cities. Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you in Ravenna on the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Blue Jays get ready to take on the Stars of Kearney Catholic. Our girls game is up first, where Ravenna is 2-1 on the season, and after an 0-2 start with losses to Sandy Creek and Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic is now 2-2 on the season for Ravenna. Their lone loss came on opening night in a close one against the Greeley-Walbach Cedar Rapids contingent now that is a Class D power. So that was a tough loss for Ravenna, but a close two-point loss, so they're a bucket away from being undefeated on this young season. Boys game will follow. I'll tell you what, we had a heck of a JV boys game, high-scoring game. Kearney Catholic able to hang on and win it. The girls game took a lot longer to play. That's why we have a little delay in our tip time here tonight. But once we get going, it should be a very good doubleheader like it always is. It's Kearney Catholic and Ravenna, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups in a minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 at the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Both teams trying to overcome a couple of injuries, a couple of kids that are out tonight and will not be suited up for various reasons. But one thing that may play into the ball game tonight, and we send our condolences out to the family of head coach Jeff Thober, who had his dad pass away today. Jeff is here to coach the basketball game tonight, but we send our condolences out to the Thober family, and Jeff has always been a great guy to work with no matter what sport he's been coaching here at Ravenna, and always been willing of his time to help not only the Jays kids get a lot better, but with us here at Classic Hits 98.9 and ESPN Radio. So our condolences to Jeff Thober and his family, and we'll see if that has any impact emotionally on how this ball game is played tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in the area. They've concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for customers' growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for to achieve at Five Points Bank. First off, with the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 11 is a 5'6" sophomore, Michaela Mestel. Number 15 is a 5'5" junior, Anna Howell. Number 25, 6'1" sophomore is Taryn Baum. Number 33, 6'1" sophomore Bailey Sokolowski. And number 35, 5'10" junior Ellie Conley. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose. They are 2-2 on the season. They were ranked 3rd and 9th of the 2 state papers to start the preseason. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, number 5, the 6-foot senior Hunter Hilge. Number 10, 5'3" senior Jesse Marvica. Number 14, 5'3" junior Maggie Mateka. Number 31, 5'5" senior Taylor Hand. And number 34, 5'7" junior J.C. Thorpe. Head coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays is Jeff Dover, assisted by Noah Malsby, Paul Anderson, and Dale Zorb. They are 2-1 on the season. Now for Ravenna, they are without Alyssa Pekka. Alicia is out with an injury that will maybe, according to Coach Dover, get her back for the holiday tournament, where they're only going to have one game because Centura is out this year playing in Florida. So there's only 3 girls teams. Couldn't get that 4th one in, so Ravenna has one game against either Overton or Loup City, and maybe Pekka will be out until after the first of the season. Sarah Leese, who started against Ord last Friday, not suited up for Kearney Catholic tonight. So both teams minus a couple of players. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time at Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show from Ravenna right after this timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Other basketball going on in the area tonight includes the Kearney High Bearcats at home taking on Grand Island Northwest. The girls game up first, and at the end of the first quarter, Northwest is leading Kearney High by a score of 13-12. Kearney High will play Grand Island in a boys-girls contest on Friday. The boys at home, the girls on the road. Thursday, we've got more basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Minden will be at Grand Island Central Catholic, scheduled for a 6 and 7:45 tip time. And that's a look at all that is in the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed saying best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark, your yield leaders at New Tech Seed. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark from New Tech Seed. And the opening tip is next.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Todd Brocious, Jeff Wolf, your officials for tonight's game. Kearney Catholic wins the opening tip and wastes no time getting a jumper on the left wing. We're 4 seconds in, and Taryn Baum takes the shot, and Kearney Catholic has the early 2-0 lead here at Ravenna. Man-to-man defense, expect to see that both ways, and Gibbon gets it down low to Zorb, wraps it around to Hilge. Hilge has her shot knocked away by Sokolowski, and out of bounds it'll go, staying with Ravenna. Bailey will get the first block shot of the ball game. Speed is what Ravenna's going to need, because Hilgi's the only height they have on that floor, but usually that speed gets it done. They like to shoot the outside shot, get it inside to Hunter Hilgi. Their little runner off the inbounds play, no good. Ball cannot be controlled. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. So Ravenna moving the ball around pretty good there on their first possession. And for Coach Dober, he kind of joked with me before the ball game, probably won't be able to sub as much as usual. Got a few kids sick and hurt as Anna Howell is trapped in the corner, tries to get it to Mestel, and the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds by Marvichka. And they'll try it again. So Kearney Catholic will take it out front court in the far corner. Get it down low to Sokolowski on the post. Turnaround jumper from 10 is going to be short, no good. Rebound will be controlled there by Taylor Hand. Needs some help, gets the outlet pass on the left wing. Driving all the way to the hoop, around a screen and laying it up and in is Maggie Mateka. And Ravenna will tie the ball game up at 2. Ravenna looks like they're going to go just with a man-to-man. They're not going to go full press, full court press. We'll see if that changes. Kearney Catholic, they're so familiar with each other and the coaches with each other's styles, they know that maybe the matchup won't be that way tonight. And a three-pointer is on the way and in by Michaela Mestel, and Kearney Catholic will take a 5-2 lead. With it around the left wing will be Ravenna. Blue Jays staying around the perimeter against the Stars, man-to-man. Hilgi and Tarenbaum, quite the battle underneath. Up top with it is going to be Zorb. Zorb gets in the paint, double team, kicks it out. Looking at the three, but passing it up is Mateka. Over to Marvichka. Sokolowski on her, not going to be able to shoot over her. And we got a foul away from the basketball as they tried to get the entry pass down low to Hunter Hilgi. And the foul will be on Tarenbaum. First foul of the basketball game. And Ravenna will get it underneath their own hoop. Lob it up top. Howell got a hand on it, but it gets to Mateka. In the corner, Marvichka sets up for the three, fires it, hits it. So Jesse Marvichka answers the Kearney Catholic three with their own three. And we are tied up at 5, not quite 2 minutes into the ball game. Here's a pick and roll. Conley, right elbow, gets it down low to Sokolowski. Pulls up from 5. It's no good. Hilgi will pull down the first rebound of the ball game for her. Then the outlet pass stolen away by Howell, who lost the basketball. Might have been fouled. She dribbled right into Hilgi and lost the handle. Kearney Catholic will get it into the defense. Marvichka fires another three. That one is no good. And the ball will be brought down by Tarenbaum underneath. Taren with the first rebound for Kearney Catholic. Pressure on, and the Stars throw it away. Second turnover here for Kearney Catholic. And we'll see our first substitutions of the ball game. Mackenzie Muehlbach and Carissa Finke will come in for Ravenna. They have the ball into the right-hand wing. Marvichka, 5-5. 5.5 to go first quarter. Finke left side of the key. Goes right by Sokolowski. Has the ball punched out of her hands and out of bounds. So another inbounds play here for Ravenna. Marvich going to throw it in. Ravenna will box the lanes. Had a couple of picks on the left side. Have to go to the outlet, Finke. She'll get it into the hands of Mateka at the top of the circle. Swing it left side. J.C. Zorb stayed in. Back out to center circle. Marvichka looked at the three. Mestel got a hand on it. Now they go down to the low post underneath. The shot blocked by Sokolowski on the attempt from J.C. Zorb. Second block here from Sokolowski. Kearney Catholic up Conley. Three in transition for Ellie. Doesn't catch anything. And the ball will be run down by Marvichka. Jesse long pass down the floor. Conley got back and stole it away. Ravenna's first turnover of the contest. 5-5, 4:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Both teams getting up and down the floor. Stars get it into Tarenbaum. Ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It'll stay with Kearney Catholic. Good defensive strip there by Muehlbach. Hilgi comes back in for Ravenna. Also, Gracie McDowell checks back into the ball game, as does Taylor Hand. Kearney Catholic ball in the corner, their baseline. Gets it into Anna Howell, who dropped the ball, needs some help, tries to throw it off a foot. Mestel grabs it. Stars not able to get much going to the half court. They throw it through the lane there. The ball will be knocked out of bounds by the Blue Jays, and McDowell tips it away. Neither team loaded with seniors. Each team has a couple, and for Coach Dober, he's starting three in Hilgi, Marvichka, and Hand, but not a whole lot after that on either team. Stars basketball. They'll get it up top off the out-of-bounds. Conley, high post, right elbow. They'll go to Sokolowski. Swings it over to Howell. Trying to keep a double team there on Tarenbaum on the low post. They go across the lane. Knocked out of her hands by Hand. Fight for it. It'll be stolen away by Ravenna. Outlet pass into the front court. Finke's runner is off the glass too strong. Mestel has the rebound and an over-the-back foul on Taylor Hand. Kearney Catholic basketball. First foul of the game on the Blue Jays. Good heads-up play by the Lady Jays, but just couldn't finish. And Marvichka comes back in, was down for about 30 seconds of actual time. About a minute of real time, 30 seconds on the clock. Conley with it up top, down to Baum, working on Hilgi. Little one-hand turnaround jumper won't go. Hilgi holding her ground, and Hunter gets her second rebound. So both teams scored a couple of buckets early, and now we went 2 minutes with nobody scoring. And here's Howell with a foul out away from the basket on Finke. That'll be the first foul on Howell. Checking in for Kearney Catholic, here comes Danny Bushcutter. And Mestel will get a breather. Bushcutter had 6 points in the first quarter of the Friday night win against Ord. And then didn't really shoot the ball much after that. Kearney Catholic picked up the win. Right now it's 5-5, 3:45 to go first quarter. Blue Jay basketball working it around the perimeter against the man-to-man. Off a pick in the left-hand corner, Marvichka. Sokolowski on her. In the double team, has to get away and throws it over to Finke, almost over Carissa's head. She runs it down at midcourt, called for the double dribble. Second turnover for the Blue Jays. And Kearney Catholic will take it out in front of us here in the stands at Ravenna. The benches are facing us on the other side of the court here. Doug Good with you on. Classic hits 98.9 as Howell drives, draws the double team to Bushcutter. 12-footer good. So Bushcutter hits her first shot, and that makes it 7-5. Kearney Catholic leading it by 2. 3:10 to go. First quarter into the corner. Finke, she's going to try the 3. It's no good. Backside rebound. Run down by Taylor Hand. Her second. And another opportunity from the free throw line to get the shot up. McDowell. It's off the heel. No good. Hilgi keeps it alive. Got it out to Taylor Hand for another board. 7-5 Stars under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ravenna holds the ball. Marvichka puts it on the floor now into the paint. Lobs it down to Hilgi. And traffic catches and scores. Tell you what, Hilgi's looked pretty good here. Not only fighting to get position amongst the taller Kearney Catholic players, and by that, she's not short. She's 6 foot, but you got 6'1 Sokolowski, 6'1 Baum. You got 5'11 Conley when she's in there. Trying to lob it into Sokolowski. They double team her, and it's tipped away by McDowell. The steal is made. Here comes Ravenna. Fast pace into the front court. They get it down on the low block. Kick it back out in the corner. Marichka can't get the 3. Dangerous pass through the lane. Deflected. Hilgi got it and scored. Wow, that was a good defensive play by the Stars. They just deflected it right into Hunter Hilgi's hands, and she has the back-to-back buckets. 9-7. Ravenna with the lead. That's their first lead of the basketball game. Kearney Catholic high post. Sokolowski comes right side. Nearly walked. Howell on the baseline of the blocking foul on Finke. Be the first foul on Carissa. Team fouls are now even at 2 apiece. 2:03 to go here in the first quarter. 9-7 Ravenna in our girls game on Classic Hits 98.9. Michaela Messel out to throw it in for the Stars. Everybody along the baseline. Megan Anderson has checked in. Conley's back in. Trouble getting it in. Messel's pass deflected and stolen away. Fifth turnover for Kearney Catholic. That's been a problem all season. Up the floor with it will be the Blue Jays into the corner. 15-footer by Hitchens. Good. 6 in a row for the Lady Jays. The lead is now 11-7. Up the floor with it will be Mestel. Comes along the right side. Goes to the high post. Conley can't handle it. Another turnover. Ravenna's got numbers. 3-on-2 up ahead. Marvichka lays it up and in. 8 in a row for Ravenna. 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. Now Mestel tries to bring it all the way herself. Didn't have numbers and called for the double dribble. So the young Kearney Catholic team getting a little flustered here in the last minute, and Ravenna making them pay for it by running the floor and getting easy buckets. 13-7 Blue Jays, and Kearney Catholic has turned it over 7 times here in the first quarter compared to just 2 for Ravenna. Messel got her hand on that one. Bushcutter just about got to it. Instead, Marvichka beats her there. Into the corner, Finke. 3-pointer is on the way. No good. Tipping the rebound. It's still loose. It goes out of bounds off of Ravenna and J.C. Zor. Kearney Catholic will get the ball back, and Taryn Baum will come back in. Conley's going to check out of the game there. I don't know if she got kneed or got stepped on, but she's trying to stretch out as she comes over to the bench. Kearney Catholic maybe not quite as deep as they've been, and probably Ravenna either because of the injuries coming into tonight's game. Mestel with the ball in the front court to Bushcutter outside the arc. 1 minute to go. Nice pass down to Baum. Turnaround jumper. She's fouled. Zorb on the arm. That'll be the first foul on Zorba, with the first free throws of the ball game coming up. Kearney Catholic's Taryn Baum, who had the game's first bucket barely 5 seconds in, will now go to the line and shoot 2. And the first free throw is on the way and in. That will snap the 8-0 run by Ravenna, as back into the ballgame will be McDowell, Hilgey, and for Kearney Catholic, Howell will re-enter the contest. Boys game will follow a little closer to 8 o'clock, most likely, since this game didn't start till about 6:15. As the free throw is up too strong, no good. Anderson got the rebound, and she's fouled on the way up. So Megan Anderson will go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on McDowell. That'll be her first. And the fourth team foul here on the Blue Jays. Megan Anderson looking for her first point of the ball game. It's on the way, and it's right through there. And back in for Ravenna comes Taylor Hand. 55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Update from Kearney. Northwest leading Kearney's girls at the half, 24-19. Second free throw, Anderson up and in. So a three-point trip that time down the floor for Kearney Catholic on three free throws. Ravenna long outlet pass underneath. Marvichka is able to catch the deflection. Stopped in the right-hand corner. Kicks it up hand. Reverse it left side. Mateka open three. Maggie fires. It's too strong. Rebound comes out to Taryn Baum. Ravenna hit their first three. Now they've missed four in a row. Messel into the front court, knocked out of her hands by Hand, and it'll stay with the Lady Stars. 35 seconds to go here in the quarter, and Bushcutter up in front of the Ravenna bench in the front court to throw it in. Short pass to Howell. She's guarded by Mateka in the man-to-man. Howell brings it out to midcourt, picks the dribble up, high post, Megan Anderson double-teamed into the corner. Bushcutter drives the baseline, has it deflected away and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Stars as Marvichka reached in from behind and poked it away. Jesse, one of the seniors, but a three-year starter. Stars inbound. They'll get it to Bushcutter. They don't cover, so she'll fire the 18-footer. It's too strong. And the backside rebound to McDowell. Ravenna's got a chance for the last shot, but they want to run. Nobody picks up Taylor Hand, and she scores. Good long outlet pass and scores. Still 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Mestel dribbles through the double team. Off the Bushcutter with seven. They'll take the 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Taylor Hand. Ravenna with a layup at the horn. Good if it goes, but it's too strong from Taylor Hand. And at the end of one quarter of play, it's the Ravenna Lady Jays 15, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 10. And we'll be back with more high school hoops on Classic Hits in a minute.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And we're ready to get the second quarter underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. It will be Ravenna ball to start the second quarter. They lead it 15-10. Get it into Hilgey. Kicks it back out of the wing, Marvichka. Nice pass back down to Hunter. Hunter has it blocked inside by Taryn Baum. Her first block. Stars will control a loose ball. Mestel gets it up the floor to Howell. On the left side of the key. Takes a couple dribbles to the top of the circle. Now goes to the right side. Draws the double team up to Mestel to Conley. Original five starters back in there on the floor for the Stars. Sokolowski back out to Howell. Stars going to need to do some work on some back cuts and some picks right now, because the Cards are doing a good job out front. Mestel puts it on the floor. Down the lane. Tipped off her toe and out of bounds. In the first quarter, your turnovers. Kearney Catholic 7, Ravenna 2. Rebounds, Ravenna 8, Kearney Catholic 4. That's killing the Stars. They should not be getting out-rebounded. Three-point shooting, 1 of 5 for Ravenna, 1 of 2 for Kearney Catholic. Three-point shooting, the Stars 3 of 4. Ravenna has not attempted a free throw. Here's a three-pointer by Marvichka. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound, Hunter Hilgey. Another offensive board here for Ravenna. Kearney Catholic with taller post players, but they're not winning the battle of the boards. Of course, some of these threes longer rebounds. We'll give them credit for that. Ravenna doing a good job of hustling as well. It's their speed against the size, and right now the speed's winning. Blue Jays moving the ball out around the perimeter. Still 15-10. Here's another three-pointer on the way, up and in. This time Marvichka backed up and hit it, and she's got a game-high 10 points, and the lead is out to 8. It is a heck of a run being put on right now by the Lady Jays as Howell brings it into the front court to Conley. She fires a three, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound to Taylor Hand, one and done for Kearney Catholic. Hand, long outlet pass, too long, and the Jays will throw it away for just their third turnover here in the ball game. It's a 13-3 run currently being put on by the Lady Jays after they fell behind 7-5. Howell will push the ball to the floor up on Mateka. Out to Taryn Baum on the right wing. Baum to the high post. Corner, three. Mestel, good. Michaela Mestel with her second three of the basketball game. And it's 18-13. Get a little offense back on the board for Kearney Catholic. They go to that 2-3 zone now. Trying to keep an eye on the post player, Hilgi, down low. So they've changed the defense, throw it into the paint. Mateka's there. She's not going to get a shot. Out to Marvichka for three. It's off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Pulled down in there by Zorb. Blocked by Baum. Picked back up by Ravenna. Fire another three. No good. And players come to the floor battling for the rebound. It's Hilgi and Baum. And the foul will be on Hunter Hilgi. That'll be her first. 15 foul on the Lady Jays. Kearney Catholic's only been whistled for two so far here in the first half. 18-13 Ravenna, 5:37 to go in the second quarter. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report going to be coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll look at the first half stats of the girls' game. We will also preview the boys' contest, a battle of state-rated teams. Coach Paul Moronic is going to join us back off their game at Gretna on Saturday. We'll see what he learned about his team from that contest, which Gretna won 45-39. With the basketball, he is going to be Mestel trying to lob it into Sokolowski, and Sokolowski might have got shoved, goes right over her head. Ravenna comes the other way. Their runner jumper no good, and Taryn Baum will get her third rebound. Stars want to run. Ravenna gets back, though. They're doing a great job. Taryn Baum, top of the circle. Over to Anna Howell. Howell into the paint. Triple team. Ravenna's just stepping in front of every single pass and stealing it away, and they come to the other end, and Taylor Hand puts it up and in. And a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic. The Stars are getting beat up and down the floor right now, and they're already winded. 4:56 to go in the first half, and Ravenna's looking good. It's the Lady Jays 20 and the Lady Stars 13. We'll be back after this timeout.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna High School. I want to thank Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. The Lady Jays leading Kearney Catholic 20-13, coming out of the Kearney Catholic timeout with 4:55 to go here in the first half. Howell will bring it into the front court. Come to the left side. Her pass is going to be stolen away. Marvichka stepped in front. Got it. Coast to coast. Layup. Good. 12 points for Jesse and 11 turnovers for Kearney Catholic. Again, the Stars not turning it over against full court pressure. They're turning it over in the front court. Howell now gets by the defender, but runs in, put it up too strong. Sokolowski, though, got an offensive board, put it back up and in. That's got to be the first offensive board of the game for Kearney Catholic. 22-15. Marvichka lobbing it into Hilgi, overthrows her, and Conley comes in and says, thank you very much. Ellie will find Howell running the point guard. Conley in the front court. Bush cutters checked in for Kearney Catholic. Lob into Sokolowski, and reaching through to commit the foul will be Carissa Finke. That'll be her second. She is the first player in the game to get two fouls. It's the sixth team foul, so the Stars will take it out underneath their own hoop. Megan Anderson now in for Kearney Catholic. Bushcutter will throw it in on the right elbow to Sokolowski. She's tied up. And Finke will force the jump ball, and that means Kearney Catholic will have to throw it in again. The arrow points their way. Sokolowski, Conley, Howell, Anderson, and Bushcutter on the floor for Kearney Catholic. We'll set Ravenna's here for you in just a second. Bushcutter gets it in low, but right there, Sokolowski dribbled it, and that's a bad deal when you got a bunch of 5-3 and 5-4 guards. And Marvichka comes in, ties her up, and Kearney Catholic gives it up again. So for the Jays, it is McDowell along with Mateka, Marvichka, Hilgi, and Finke on the floor. 3:45 to go first half, 22-15. Ravenna with a 7-point lead over the Lady Stars. Throw through the lane here, get it into the hands of Mateka. Running one-hander down the lane is up and in. Maggie with her second bucket. So right now, Ravenna is neutralizing the Kearney Catholic height by getting floaters and also by forcing turnovers and getting layups. A couple of threes in there by Barichka as well. Howell in the front court. Ravenna's pressure obviously bothering the Stars in the half court. Sokolowski's got an open three, right wing, good. Bailey Sokolowski with back-to-back buckets here for the Stars. Cuts the lead to 6, 24-18. A two-pointer at the other end is too strong by Marvichka. Long rebound careens all the way out to Mateka. She'll try a 10-footer. It's no good. And Bushcutter has the rebound for Kearney Catholic. 24-18 Ravenna. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Sokolowski with it at the top of the circle. Bailey picks her dribble up. Gives it off to Bushcutter. Good pick set there. Another good pick. But just staying around the perimeter is Bushcutter. Tries to get it into Sokolowski. Good catch, but she needs some help. And throws it off the leg of the Ravenna defender out of bounds. Howell was wide open on the backside, but she didn't cut to the bucket. Sokolowski was double-teamed there, and Howell just never really moved. So she's going to come out. Coach Petrie going to talk to her and Megan Anderson. And back on the floor, Mestel and Baum. Mestel will throw it in. Gets it underneath. Baum wide open off the cut. Nobody covered her. And Taryn lays it up and in, and she's got 5 points. 24-20. The lead now down to 4. Was up to 9 earlier in the quarter. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Ball between the circles for Ravenna. And it's going to be Marvichka giving it off the hand. She dribbles back out towards center circle. Reverses it right side. Finke into the double team. Tries to throw it into the paint. And Taryn bombs right there. Ravenna's fifth turnover. Kearney Catholic can make it a one-possession ball game right here. Right-hand wing with it. Taryn Baum. Hilgi out on her in the man-to-man. Up top, Sokolowski. Got a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Taylor Hand. And for Taylor, that's her second. It's also the seventh team foul. So a 1-1 coming up for Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski will go to the line for the first time and shoot a 1-1. She has a couple of buckets for her 5 points here in this second quarter in the last minute and a half. Sokolowski now to shoot. And the free throw is up and rattles home. 24-21. Howell in and Bushcutter will come back out with 2:01 to go here in the first half. Second free throw now for Sokolowski is on the way, and it is good, and it's a two-point ball game. So the Stars battling back here before the half, but we still have 2 minutes to go. Can Ravenna kind of right the ship here from the last 90 seconds, or will the Stars keep the momentum? Into the right-hand corner, Mateka. Pass deflected by Howell. Good hustle by Taylor Hand to get it. Back to Mateka, who carried the basketball. Took a bad hop on her as she went with the crossover. And Ravenna's sixth turnover of the ball game. That's only half as many as Kearney Catholic, though. 24-22. Kearney Catholic on the road at Ravenna. The Lady Jays lead it by two. Taryn Baum over on the right wing. Sokolowski fakes the three, takes the jumper from 12, and hits a tough one. Bailey Sokolowski has come alive here with 9 points. But at the other end, run, gun, shot, Taylor Hand, no good. Rebound brought down, and a foul on Kearney Catholic as Mackenzie Muehlbach pulled down the loose ball. So Kearney Catholic battles back from a 9-point deficit here in the quarter to tie it, but Ravenna doesn't let it phase him. They get the ball right up the floor, and at the line will be Mackenzie Muehlbach. The foul called on Ellie Conley, her first. Two free throws coming up, and the first one is no good for Mackenzie. 1:23 to go here in the first half, knotted up at 24. And the second free throw also short. Nobody can grab it cleanly, and it's saved inbounds there by Taylor Hand. Sixth rebound, got it into Zorb. Ravenna gets a second chance, and they've had plenty of those in the ballgame. Skip pass left wing to Hand, back up top Mateka. Goes to the high post, bounce pass, try to get it inside to Zorb. Knocked away from Muehlbach. They save it. Good hustle by Zorb. Got it to Taylor Hand. 10-footer, no good. Bookshelf fighting for it underneath. And Taryn Baum finally will get out of there with it after Conley kept it alive for Kearney Catholic. Under a minute to go. We're down to 50 seconds here in the first half. Tied at 24. Kearney Catholic basketball back up top. They get it underneath the bomb, got by the defender, turns and puts it off the glass and in. So Kearney Catholic now has taken the lead, 26-24. They're on an 11-2 run. 35 seconds to go here in the half. So a couple of big runs, one by each team here in the second quarter. Ravenna basketball, hoping for another bucket here before halftime. They're taking some time. I don't know if they'll play for the last shot. Doesn't matter. Howell steps in front, makes the steal. Howell doesn't have the numbers, so he'll have to slow it up as the deflection went into the corner. Conley back out to Taryn Baum. 12 seconds to go. Lobs it into the corner to Mestel, who comes out to meet the pass. Back out to Baum. Taryn right side gets it to Howell. 5 seconds. Skip past Mestel. Off balance three. Is off the mark. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Pretty entertaining first half of play here where both teams have won on runs. And at the half, it's Kearney Catholic 26 and Ravenna 24 as the Stars end the half. On, let's make it even more than what we told you earlier. It's a 13-2 run because it was 22-13. The biggest lead of the half was that 9-point cushion for the Ravenna Lady Jays. So we've seen 16 minutes. We'll see at least 16 more. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. All the numbers, a boys preview, and a chat with Ravenna boys coach Paul Baronic after this timeout.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where our Tuesday night Lou Flat Conference doubleheader has reached halftime of the opening game. It is the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars leading the Ravenna Lady Jays 26-24, and it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Sometimes in basketball, rebounds are called trash. You pick up the garbage and you put it back in there, and we'll talk about that with the boys coach of the Ravenna Jays, Paul Baronic, whose team ranked number one in the preseason in every publication across the entire world in Class C2. And coming back from a good test on Saturday night against Gretna, they're setting it 2-1 on the season. And Coach, great to catch up with you again. Let's start there with the first two games. I don't want to start with Gretna. Let's start with the first two games. Let's have some positive here. And I think there was probably some positive on Saturday. But you're three games in. Give me an assessment as you get ready for this annual battle.
Well, we're, like you say, three games in. We want to establish our identity a little bit, see where we're at, see who's going to step up as, the support staff, role players, or starters, or whoever it might be. And, you know, our guys have done a good job with finding out what they're supposed to do, and I'm really happy with that right now.
Of course, both teams had been in the Hastings College Tournament, you for even longer. That dissolved this year. Kearney Catholic stayed in a little four-team pool. You found some new opponents, so the first three opponents you played were brand new. How's that work out?
You know, that's kind of refreshing, I guess, in a way. I mean, we have been in that tournament for many, many years, and, you know, we've played GICC most of the time on that second night, And they're a very, very good opponent. So we thought we'd try somebody a little weaker than that. So we threw Gretna in there. So, that's kind of what we do. We try to schedule some people that are going to be some good competition. Now in the Lou Platt, you're just automatically scheduled. You know, you're going to get a good game every night.
Talk about, let's go to the Gretna game. Obviously, Gretna was preseason number two in Class B. You fell down by nine at the half. It became more of a defensive battle from the sounds of it. You were right there with them in the fourth quarter. They just pulled down a lot of offensive rebounds.
They did. We, you know, our guys were trying. They were trying to make some hits on the free throw line. We got it, you know, down to three, and they had about three or four consecutive offensive rebounds where we could have just got one of those and maybe came down and converted a two or three and, you know, really made some noise. But, you know, those kind of things happen, and you got to give the kid credit for just battling. He just, you know, I watched the film now, and he just really battled hard. So our guys are learning from that. You know, the physicality of the game and the mental toughness. Hopefully we can take that over to tonight, which Kearney Catholic does a lot of similar things, but just runs more guys in. And I would say that's different about our team this year. You know, we're a strong six deep right now, maybe seven. We hope to get to eight. But right now we're a strong six. So that's a little bit different this year. Some of our guys will be in there for more minutes than they're normally used to in the last couple of years.
Paul Baronic joining us here at halftime of the girls' game, which Kearney Catholic leads over Ravenna 26-24. The boys' game coming up next at about 8 o'clock. So normally when we've talked to teams like yours and your team, everybody knows about the big three, and we talk about other kids that need to move in. Does that put more pressure on the so-called big three?
Yeah, you know, they got to step up in a lot of aspects where they've got to do more scoring, more conditioning. You know, they have to be on the floor more. But to the big three's credit, they've held in there pretty good. But to the other three's credit right now, Lucas Wilkie has stepped up, and he's averaging 10 points a game right now and a numerous amount of rebounds, about six point something on the rebounding end. And then Mark Hermosa is just a different kid. Most of the kids that or people that would know him couldn't understand he'd be a starting guy right now. And he's not even more than a starting guy. He's a guy we need. And then Garrett Irvin, who took a year off last year and found out, you know, maybe I missed basketball a little bit. And I'll tell you what, his coach didn't miss his 6'5" frame coming back either. And we've been trying to milk him back in there. And in the JV game just, you know, about an hour ago, he played awesome. And then that's what we're trying to look for, get him back in the flow of things. And I would say he's our solid six. And then Sid Techmeyer and Paul Bauer are scratching in there at 7 and 8.
I was going to say, if the JV game is anything like the varsity game, it's going to be entertaining as it always is. So, Coach, we'll chat with you after the game. And, as always, thanks for the time.
Thanks,
and best of luck, buddy.
Thanks, appreciate it.
That's Paul Baronic, basketball coach at Ravenna. Their game coming up next here on KKPR. We'll be back with the halftime stats of our girls' game, which Kearney Catholic leads by two right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Gibbon. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First off, for the Ravenna Lady Jays, you've got Hunter Hilgey with 4 points and 3 rebounds. Jesse Marvichka is the leading scorer in the game with 12 points. She's hit a couple of threes. She has a rebound. Maggie Mateka has 4 points and a rebound. Gracie McDowell has a rebound. Mackenzie Muehlbach has a couple of rebounds. Taylor Hand, 4 points and a game-high 6 rebounds. And J.C. Zorb has 1 rebound here in the basketball game. Ravenna's only been to the line once. They missed those two of the second quarter. Three-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first, 5 in the second. Foul situation, Taylor Hand and Carissa Finke each have 2. 15 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, the Jays have 24 points, 15 rebounds. 0 of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from three-point land, and 7 turnovers. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, Michaela Bessel has hit a pair of threes for her 6 points. She has 1 rebound. Taryn Baum has 7 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Bailey Sokolowski leads Kearney Catholic, got all 9 of her points there in the second half of the second quarter. She's got a rebound and 2 blocks. Danny Bushcutter, 2 points and a rebound. And Megan Anderson, 2 points and a rebound. Stars, though, getting dominated on the boards. 4 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, and 2 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, Stars having some problems there. 7 of the first, 5 in the second. Foul situation, nobody with more than 1. 10 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. At the half, Kearney Catholic, 26 points, 8 rebounds, 5 of 6 at the free throw line, 3 of 6 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, and 12 turnovers. At the half, Kearney Catholic, 26, Ravenna, 24. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on KKPR. The second half is next.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to Ravenna. We're ready to get the second half underway. The ball will belong to the Kearney Catholic Stars as they lead it 26-24. And Ravenna's going to come out and, as usual, try and put on as much pressure as they can. Force Kearney Catholic into a dozen or more turnovers like they did in the first half. Stars took better care of the ball the last 3 minutes. That's why they got back in it. Conley in the paint, turnaround jumper over the top of Zorb, up and in. And so Conley gets her first bucket of the ball game on the opening possession of the second half. Ravenna with a basketball. Pressure by the Stars in that extended 2-3. Kind of a man-to-man down low. Then the guards run and trap everybody else. Good bounce pass on the baseline to Hilgi, but her turnaround jumper spins off the rim, no good. And Taryn Baum will have her fifth rebound. Stars want to run the floor, get it down to Conley. Off-balance jumper. Hilgi was in her face. It's too strong. And another rebound for Taylor Hand, her game-high seventh. Taylor will push it up the floor, drop it off to Mateka. Thought about the three, out, backs up and takes it and buries it. No problem for Maggie Mateka, her seventh point. And one thing Ravenna might have to look at, only 4 players have scored. Now, they are not as deep as they have been in the past, but yet only 4 players have scored. And at the other end, good crossover, Howell, and Howell, the left-handed layup. So 2 players that didn't score in the first half scored the first 2 buckets of the second half for Kearney Catholic, and it's 30-27, Stars by 3. Good bounce pass, Mateka, underneath, wide open for the short jumper off the glass is Zorb. First bucket for Zorb, it's 30-29. Outlet pass deflected away. We've got an update from Kearney High. After 3 quarters, Grand Island Northwest 33, Kearney High 25 in the girls' game at Kearney High tonight. We'll keep you updated on that doubleheader as well. Right here, it's 30-29, Kearney Catholic. 6:15 to go in the third quarter of our girls' contest. Stars with that ball and the lead. Mestel out on the right wing. She dribbles into the corner. Double-teamed. Out to Conley. Into the paint to Sokolowski. Can't handle it cleanly, so she shoves it out to Messel, whose 3 is no good, and then it's punched out of bounds by the Jays. So it will remain Kearney Catholic basketball, and here comes a couple of substitutions into the ball game, and Mackenzie Muehlbach and Carissa Finke. 6 minutes to go here, quarter number 3. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Dump it into the left-hand corner to Howell. She'll dribble it all the way back out to the center circle. Now keep the dribble right side down the lane and draw some contact. Dribbling, and sliding under and committing the blocking foul is going to be J.C. Zorb. That'll be her second and the first foul of the half on either team. At the line shooting 2 will be Anna Howell. Howell's first free throw of the evening is on the way, and it dances out. No good. Don't forget more basketball Thursday. We'll be down the road in Grand Island as Central Catholic hosts Minden doubleheader scheduled to begin at 6. Second free throw. Ooh, Howell didn't get it there, so it's going to be Ravenna basketball. Kearney Catholic is next in action against a couple of Fort Kearney Conference teams. They're on the road at Elm Creek on Friday. For Ravenna, they're back in action on Thursday, just down the road at another conference rival in Gibbon, whose boys team is off to a really good start. And, of course, girls team led by Pearson. Jerica's had a couple of good games already. Ravenna Blue Jay basketball trying to get it inside. It's deflected back out. They'll try one more time, and now the pass is taken away. Taryn Baum steps in front. That's the first turnover of the half by either team, and Kearney Catholic will get it down low. Baum at the other end. Ooh, might have got fouled. The ball knocked out of bounds by Mackenzie Muehlbach. The play was shaded from us. It's just that she had it knocked away, holding it at her waist, so Muehlbach gets a clean sweep. Kearney Catholic will keep the ball. Lob it out to the free throw line. Baum over to Conley. Ellie for three. It's off the heel. No good. And a foul on the rebound. Looks like it's going to be called on Ravenna. Taryn Baum pulls down another one, her sixth. And the foul is going to be on the Blue Jays' Jesse Marvichka, her first. At the line, Taryn Baum to shoot two. She's one of two, and now she's two of three. 8 points for Taryn to the basketball game. She's found herself in a little bit of a battle there tonight with Hunter Hilgey down low. Quite the one-on-one between those two. Hilgey had the better of it early, and Baum has settled down and has done a little bit better over the last quarter and a half, and the second free throw is up and in, so Taryn hits them both, and Kearney Catholic up 32-29. Ravenna was up by 9, 22-13 in this game in the second quarter. They've cooled down a little bit here, haven't forced as many turnovers. That's one of the reasons, not as many transition layups. With it on the left elbow is going to be Mateka. Quick reverse, Taylor Hand on the right wing. Stars extending that defense, throwing over the top of it to Mateka. Give her a little room. Skips it back over to Finke. On the way for three. It's going to be short. And the rebound is saved in to Michaela Mestel. Hilgey went to the floor to throw it in, but it went right to Michaela Mestel, who gets the cheap board. Gets it to Baum, who makes a nice secure on down low. Boxes out her defender. Takes a one-handed catch and lays it up and in. Taryn Baum making sure she knew where the defender was. And at the other end, she'll block a shot out of bounds on the attack of Finke. So Taryn playing very, very well so far here tonight. And the Stars have their biggest lead at 5. Now let's see if the Lady Jays can get something going here. Down 34-29. They'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Try to set up Mateka in the corner. She'll ball fake, drive in, but there's Baum, so she has to kick it out. The pass is wide. It's taken away by Mestel. Mestel trying to beat everybody back, and she's fouled hard as she goes in for the layup. Taylor Hand with her third personal foul. 4:18 to go here, third quarter. Kearney Catholic 34 and Ravenna 29. But again, it's been a game of momentum, so we'll see if the Jays can get it back. They had it earlier. And Mestel to shoot her first free throws of the evening. The first one good. Michaela made 7 out of 7 in Friday night's game against Ord. Into the ball game, Megan Anderson. And waiting to check in, Danny Bushcutter, Kearney Catholic. And on the other end, Ravenna brings in McDowell. Second free throw up and in. So Mestel now has 8 points in the ball game. She has 8. Baum has 11. Sokolowski has 9. And on the other side, Ravenna has 12 from Marvichka, 7 from Mateka. 36-29, Kearney Catholic now leads it by 7. Finke fakes the 3, comes in. Nice pass off to Hilgey underneath, and she's fouled by Anderson. Good play there by the Blue Jays, trying the double team, then dishing it off, and Hunter will go to the line for the first time. Foul on Megan Anderson will be her first. First of the half on Kearney Catholic. Stars are in no foul trouble whatsoever. In fact, that's only the 4th foul they've committed tonight. Free throw, Hilgey up and in. 5 points now for Hunter. 36-30. It was 26-24 at the half. Second free throw, also good. Hilgey hits them both, and we're going to have a timeout called right here on the floor. It's a timeout on the floor with 4:07 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 36 and Ravenna 31 on Classic Hits.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Doug Duda along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season. Tonight, one of those feature nights of the year, a Lou Flat Conference doubleheader between Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. And right now with 4:07 to go in the third quarter in our girls game, it's Kearney Catholic 36 and Ravenna 31. Ravenna calling the timeout after they made a pair of free throws there with Hunter Hilgey. On the floor for Kearney Catholic, Howell, Bushcutter, Conley, Anderson, and Sokolowski as they face man-to-man full court pressure. Howell will bring it up. Mateka on her. Mateka, Hand, Hilgey, Marvichka, and McDowell on the floor for Ravenna. Howell's close to a 5-second count here and had about a 4.5. Over to Anderson. Bounce pass on low post. Sokolowski, double team. Quick reversal over to Conley, left wing. Ravenna's moving the feet a little bit better here. Swing it over to Sokolowski. Ball fake on the three. Stuck in the right-hand corner. Dishes it off the bush cutter. Tries to save it around to Anderson, and it's going to be taken away. But take it with the steal. First Kearney Catholic turnover the half. Outlet pass, Taylor Hand lays it up and in. Taylor Hand with her 6 points, and there you go. Immediately taking the turnover and turning it over into points. Kearney Catholic had quit making turnovers the last 8 minutes, and thus Ravenna had quit scoring, and now Kearney Catholic turns it over again, trying to get it down to the low block, simply threw it over the head of Conley. A three, Marvichka in transition, off the front of the iron, won't go, and Bushcutter will win the battle for the rebound. Danny pushes it across the timeline, stops and gives it off to Howell. Howell with it, down low to Anderson, can't handle it. And there we go, out of bounds. So Ravenna, who was up 9, then down 7, now they're down 3, and they have the momentum starting to turn their way again as they force 3 consecutive turnovers here against the Lady Stars. Mateka brings it across the timeline, almost walked. She looked to the right and threw it to the left. You could hear the groans in the crowd really on both sides, but instead they'll be able to handle it. Over to Taylor Hand, ball fake, got around Conley, 8-footer on the baseline, is up and in for Taylor Hand. 8 points for Hand, and it's a 1-point game at 36-35. Stars now have seen a 7-point lead down to 1. With it is Mestel, dribbling around, still dribbling around. Defense not close enough yet. Now gives it off to Megan Anderson. Down low to Sokolowski, back out to Anderson. She'll try a 3-pointer to Taryn Baum, excuse me. Baum's three is no good, and the backside rebound, J.C. Zorb. Zorb will push the ball up the floor, and it's going to be tipped away, out of bounds, staying with Ravenna. Kearney Catholic will sub in Howell, and for Ravenna, we see Finke coming back in, and also Mackenzie Milbach. So Ravenna will throw it in. They'll toss it into the backcourt here to Mateka. Get it to the high post. Zorb down to the baseline. Muehlbach grabs it. Can't get a shot. Tries to get it back to Zorb in the lane. We've got a tie-up. The arrow points the way of Ravenna. So they'll maintain possession with exactly 2 minutes to go here in quarter number three, 36-35. Kearney Catholic by 1. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Marvich going to throw it in. Has to go to the far wing. Gets it to Finke. Carissa looked at the three, but she's guarded. Now lobs it into the paint. Mateka is there. Into the Giants. Back out Marvichka. Jesse open three. That one's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Ellie Conley. Yeah. Conley with her first rebound. Baseball pass to the other end. Howell's there. Up and in. Well, we've seen Ravenna do that a lot today. The long outlet pass. Kearney Catholic finally gets one on a Howell. 38-35. Minute 35 to go in the third quarter. As expected, fight the battle. Finke for three in the tie. Off the iron, no good. Baum will tip the rebound over to Michaela Mestel. Mestel pushes the ball up the floor, right down the middle. Thought she was going to get fouled. Put it up short, no good. Grabs the loose ball after it was partially tipped. And a three-pointer on the way. It's no good by the Stars. Rebound brought down by Zorb. Zorb outlet pass to the other end. Muehlbach was too close, missed it. But a rebound, Finke, and she'll be fouled on the putback. The pass to Muehlbach got down. When she looked up, she was already past the bucket, so she just kind of threw it back off the rim, and Finke on the follow will go to the line and shoot two, looking for her first points of the ball game. The foul on Bailey Sokolowski, her first, and the free throw is up and in. 38-36, Kearney Catholic. Bush Cutter in for the Stars. Hilgey and McDowell return in for Ravenna. Chance to make it a one-point game. And the free throw is up and in. So we are at a one-point game. Finke with her first 2 points of the ball game. 38-37, Kearney Catholic by one, and 1 minute to go here in the third. Howell over on the right wing to Mestel. Mestel back to Howell, the low block, right side out to Michaela. Quick three on the way, it's no good. Stars have missed all four here in the quarter. Rebound, and outlet, and a layup for Ravenna. They've got the lead back. Mateka on the outlet, got it to Taylor Hand, who laid it up and in, and it's 39-38. Howell brings it up to Sokolowski, open jumper in the corner. It's an air ball. The Stars getting tired again. Rebound brought down by McDowell. Here comes Ravenna with 30 seconds to go and the lead back for the Jays. 39-38. 25 seconds to go. Get it over on the left wing to Taylor Hand. Ravenna trying to melt some clock and play for the last shot. They take it, tries, kicks it out. Finke, right wing Hand. They've got 12 seconds to go. Now they want to run it. Ball almost lost away by Finke. High post. McDowell, nothing there. Now the ball is deflected and stolen away. Sokolowski comes away with it, and Mestel walked with it, trying to get up the floor in a hurry. So Kearney Catholic will give it right back. Still 2 seconds to go here in the quarter. And Kearney Catholic, was a foul called? No, they just called a travel. So Ravenna will sub in. 2 seconds underneath their own hoop. Marvichka to throw it in. Looking, swings it right side, over, through. The clock started, and out of bounds it went, so they're going to put more time back on the clock. The ball was not tipped, overthrowing Taylor Hand. That'll be the 11th turnover on Ravenna. So now it's Kearney Catholic basketball, needing to travel the length of the court with 2.1 seconds to go. Stars to throw it in. Sokolowski will go and do so. And it'll be a desperation shot if they even get one. Yeah, they throw it in underneath their own hoop, and they won't even get a shot away. So that's the end of the third quarter of play. And your score, the Ravenna Lady Jays, 39, and the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, 38. We'll be back with fourth quarter action on Classic Hits in a minute.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
We got a final from Kearney High. The Grand Island Northwest girls picking up a 45-33 victory over Kearney High. Northwest winning at 45-33. The boys' game will be next. Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. Ravenna leading at 39-38 here in our girls' contest. Been back and forth. Both teams have had nice leads, and now Kearney Catholic throws it away. Marvichka comes up with a loose ball, one-on-one against Mestel. Good defense by Mestel. The shot no good. Conley went to get the rebound and stepped on a Ravenna foot and fell out of bounds. Good hustle both ways. Turnovers last quarter, Ravenna 4. They've got 11 for the game. Kearney Catholic had 4. They've got 16 for the game. And now this one here makes it 17 to start the fourth quarter. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Ravenna's led by Marvichka with 12. She didn't score in the last quarter. 10 points for Hand, who had 6 last quarter. Kearney Catholic is led by Taryn Baum with 11. 9 for Sokolowski, 8 for Mestel. Taylor Hand, left wing, hand in her face. Conley has to kick it back out into the hands of Mateka. Ravenna's first possession here in the fourth quarter, leading it by one, getting it into the paint, driving in, Zorb, no good, contact, rebound, Hilgey, back up and in. Hunter Hilge, the uncontested putback. She's got 8 points, and Ravenna now up 41-38. They are on a 10-2 run as we speak. Kearney Catholic low block, Sokolowski. Fadeaway jumper from 7, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Zorb. Sokolowski, all 9 of her points were in the second quarter, and here comes Matejko floating it over the top of bomb, up and in. Maggie Matejko just kept on going until she ran into a star and then just floated it over the top there. And it's 43-38. Ravenna leads it by 5 again. Taryn Baum makes a move right baseline on Hilge. Puts up the forced jumper. Won't go. Another rebound by Zorb. Outlet pass Matejko. And thrown away. Ravenna couldn't grab it before it went out of bounds. 12th turnover for the Blue Jays. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats coming your way here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at TKPR.com. 43-38, Ravenna with the lead on a 12-2 run right now against Kearney Catholic. And the Stars of the basketball. Howell bring it across the timeline on the left wing. They're going to go to Mestel. Mestel, high post, Sokolowski, spins into the paint, takes it off to Conley, into the corner, Howell for three, and she'll hit a two. They're going to see her toes on the line for Anna Howell, but it's a bucket nonetheless. The Ravenna fans wanted a walk on Sokolowski and did not get it. 43-40, Stars with their first points of the fourth quarter. Pinky right elbow, they kind of sag off her. She drives, the shot blocked, but they get her for a hand on the side, and a foul will be called on Taryn Baum, her second. Three fouls on each team so far in the half. And Zorb will go to the line first time tonight to shoot two. The free throw is on the way, and it is good. Ravenna currently 5 of 7 from the line. Kearney Catholic 9 of 12. Second free throw now for Zorb. On the way, and it is good as well. And JC will check out. And checking in will be Gracie McDowell. 45-40 Ravenna. The Jays 2-1. Their only loss, a two-pointer to state-rated Greeley Womack Cedar Rapids. And for Kearney Catholic, they lost to defending state champion number 1 Sandy Creek, and then lost a close one to Grand Island Central Catholic. But they've won their last two, so they're 2-2. Conley with it up top, gets it to Howell. They open things up. Ravenna really trying to put the pressure on out around the perimeter. That means the paint a little more open here for the Stars. So they get it into Conley. Power move. Spins off the glass. Won't go. McDowell held her ground. And Hilge got the rebound. Here come the Blue Jays. They could go up by 7 or 8. Marvichka looking at a three. Doesn't take it. Skip pass on the left wing to Taylor Hand. Up top, Matejko. Howell on her. Goes for the steal. Can't get it. Back over to Taylor Hand as Ravenna settles it down for one of the few times here in the ball game in the half-court offense. Stars pushing that defense out, get it to the high post, which is always open. McDowell's pass is deflected. Matejko picks it up. Wild shot up. No good. Conley will pull down the rebound, and Kearney Catholic will get it to Mestel. Plenty of timeouts. Both teams have 4 remaining. High post to Sokolowski. Puts it on the floor. She drives. Another wild shot. No good. Baum trying to get the rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Taryn, who thought it went off of Ravenna. But instead, it will be Ravenna basketball. And McDowell kind of got rolled up underneath. And a timeout going to be called here by Kearney Catholic. It'll be Ravenna ball with 4:49 to go in the ball game. Kearney Catholic takes the timeout. Ravenna 45, Kearney Catholic 40, and we'll be back in a minute.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with 3 delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Welcome back to Ravenna, where the Lady Jays have the ball and a 5-point lead with 4:40 to go as they bring it across the timeline against Kearney Catholic. spread the floor, trying to get it inside to Hilge. With it, Sorb. Out Marvichka. Fires the three. It's good. Marvichka's first point of the second half. 15 of the ball game and an 8-point lead for Ravenna. 48-40. Kearney Catholic's offense, ice cold. Only 2 points here in about the last 6 minutes. Get it into Conley. Double teamed out top to Howell. Tries to kick it out to Vestal and throws it away. That can't please Coach Petrie. He just called a timeout. That is the second turnover of the quarter, 18th of the game on the star. Ravenna with it again, not backing off. Taylor Hand looked at a three, didn't take it. Mateka over to Marvichka. But now the time is starting to run short, 4 minutes to go in the game, and it's an 8-point Ravenna lead.
Oh.
Into the corner, Mateka wide open all day to set fire, but that one will not go. And an offensive rebound by Taylor Hand. Somehow Ravenna is dominating Kearney Catholic on the boards. They are winning the battle of the boards and the turnovers, and then we say that it's stolen away by Mestel, who goes in for the uncontested layup and scores. 10 points for Mestel. Second turnover of the quarter for Ravenna. Big steal and bucket there for Mestel. Ravenna now will get back into their half-court offense. They have to be a little more cautious with those passes. They've done a really good job for most of the night. 48-42 Ravenna. 3:20 to go, and Marvichka trying to make a pass. Turned, there was nobody there. Couldn't keep her foot. Fell down, travel called, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball. Sokolowski back into the ball game. Bush Cutter checks out, and Howell will take the inbounds pass. 48-42, Ravenna leading by six, trying to get their third straight win. After that 2-point season opening loss, Baum flashes through the lane, puts the shot up. She's going to be fouled. It was going to be a tough shot. She ran through the lane and just put up the floating jumper, and Hunter Hilge shoved her, and that'll be her second. Two free throws coming up for Taryn Baum, who is 3 of 4 at the line. Kearney Catholic's leading scorer with 11, although Messel has 10 and Sokolowski 9. Free throw by Taryn is up and in. Just the third point of the quarter for, let me change that, the fifth point of the quarter for Kearney Catholic. 48-43. Ravenna has scored 9 in the quarter. Second free throw up, and it's going to dance home. So Taryn Baum hits them both. She's got 13, 48-44 Ravenna. 3:05 to go in the ball game, and it is Blue Jay basketball. Again, trying to spread it, find Hilge inside or pop the three. Got a lot of points off steals and layups in this game, and they have hit 4 threes in the ball game. 2:45 as they work it around the perimeter. Up top with it is Zorb. Looks for the back cut. Covered well by Mestel. Reverse it right side to Marvichka. Jesse with it, puts it on the floor against Howell. Tries to throw it inside to Hilge, and Conley came away from the backside and committed the foul. Second foul on Conley, but that's not a bad foul if you're Kearney Catholic, because that's only the fourth. We're down to 2:36. You're going to have to put yourself in a situation to get to a 1-1 here in about a minute, so it's okay to take some chances. And Kearney Catholic's going to call another timeout, a full-length timeout, and I suppose Coach Petrie will be discussing those options with his young lady. Ravenna was up 9 early. Kearney Catholic came back, had a 7-point lead in the third quarter. Then Ravenna rallies back. They've been up by as many as 8 since then. And right now, with 2:36 to go in the ball game, it's Ravenna 48, Kearney Catholic 44. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Don't forget, more basketball comes your way here on Classic Hits 98.9 Thursday night from Grand Island as the Central Catholic Crusaders host the Minden Whippets, 6 and 7:45. Right here, Ravenna out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, takes it out underneath their own hoop. Bounce pass underneath, but take a good ball fake, goes right around, bomb off the glass and in. Great play, set up out of the timeout. Maggie now with 11 points in the lead, up to 6 for Ravenna. 50-44, 2:20 to go in the contest. Conley, left wing, looks at the three, dribbles in, takes it back out top to Howell. Howell over to Mestel. Mestel inside, bomb, good post up, she's fouled. On her right now is Mackenzie Muehlbach. That'll be her first personal foul. And Taryn will go back to the line to shoot two, hit a couple just a minute ago at the line. 2:13 left in the contest. 50-44, Ravenna. And Taryn Baum to shoot two free throws. First one is on the way and in. Checking in now, Hunter Hilge. Coach Stover just wanted to give her a little extra time, a little extra breather out of that timeout. Now she's back in. Second free throw, Baum, no good, and Hilge will pull down her sixth rebound. So Ravenna has stretched the lead to five over that last exchange. And with it, Jesse Barvichka. And they throw it away. A little miscommunication. Wanted to get the ball up top, and both players went to set the screen, and nobody popped out. So it'll be a turnover for the Lady Jays. A little pressure in the backcourt, and Kearney Catholic will throw it in to Anna Howell. 2 minutes to go. 50-45, Ravenna. Howell will push it up the floor on Mateka. Stop at the top of the circle and give it off to Conley. Down low, Sokolowski. Back out Conley. Looks at a three. Shoots the three. It's too strong. I don't know that that's what they wanted. And the rebound brought down by Jesse Barvichka. They pushed the ball up the floor. That was the first three the Stars have attempted in the quarter. And now we're down to a minute 35 to go. And Ravenna, they don't have to shoot it now. They can just kill time because they have a two-possession lead. And there's still two more fouls Kearney Catholic needs to give. They need to start giving them. Pass left side. Get it to Mateka. Get it over to Marvichka. Marvichka guarded there by Mestel. Minute 15 to go. And Ravenna's doing a great job killing clock right here. Back over into the corner. They'll go to Taylor Hand. Minute 10 to go. And Hand will be fouled. Sokolowski will come out and commit her second foul. Only the 15th foul. So Ravenna will throw it in again. And right now for Kearney Catholic, they're going to go to the bench.
Bauer.
And it looks like coming into the ball game for the Stars, I believe that's Brooke Muesch that has checked in. And Ravenna to throw it in. Kearney Catholic looking back door underneath the hoop. Open, caught, Mateka scores. They took advantage of the new gal that came in. And Mateka lays it up. Great call there by Jeff Dover. 52-45 and a minute to go. Lob it down to Sokolowski. Back out to Mestel. Over to Muesch, shoots the ball. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Conley. Conley powers her way in, throws it up, no good. Sokolowski got the rebound, and Hilge's over the back. It will not be a shooting foul, though. It'll just be the third foul on Hilge. Sixth team foul. Kearney Catholic will bring Taryn Baum in and take Sokolowski out. And now Muesch out, and Bushcutter, who's a pretty good three-pointer shooter, comes back in. And the Stars to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Mestel looking underneath. They need a quick bucket. They lob it into Taryn Baum. Back out to Howell. She's covered, trying to throw it back inside. Hilge steps in front, makes the steal, and Ravenna runs the floor to Hilge, who runs over on a Howell. Her shot is no good, and the rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. Up to Mestel. There's only 30 seconds to go underneath the Taryn Baum. Layup is up and in. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. So the Stars get a break there and cut the lead to five, so it's not officially over yet. 27 seconds to go in the game. Ravenna 52 and Kearney Catholic 47. The Stars using a 30-second timeout. They'll only have one remaining. Kearney Catholic threw it away. Hilge made the nice steal, and nobody got in front of her, so she dribbled all the way down. Clip on a Howell on the way by and missed the shot. The Stars got the rebound, hustled it up the floor, and were able to get the bucket. Kearney Catholic down by five. Ravenna just got to make sure that they don't turn the basketball over here. Stars still have to foul twice before they send the Jays to the line. They have a foul to give. Full court pressure by Kearney Catholic. And not throwing or not guarding the inbounds pass. Looking, and they throw it into Mateka. Mateka fouled in the backcourt by Mestel. That's her first. So they'll throw it in again. 2 seconds come off the clock. Kearney Catholic defended the last one pretty good, but Ravenna eventually got it in. Throwing it in is Zorb. Long pass, get it to Marvichka. That's who they want to have the ball back to Zorb. Zorb in the backcourt. And a foul going to be called on Bushcutter. With 19 seconds to go, and that will put Ravenna in the bonus. And Chasey Zorb, who is 2 of 2 at the line with 4 points, will shoot 1 and 1. Ravenna is 6 of 8 as a team. Hilge, Finke, and Zorb are all 2 of 2. Got a 1-1 coming up here with 19 seconds. Free throw up and set on the rim, no good. Carney Catholic has the rebound with Sokolowski. Gives it off to Mestel with 15 seconds. Trying to lob it to Conley. Tipped away, picked back up. Shot is in and out, no good by Mestel. And the rebound brought down by Zorb, and that should do it. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, a foul, but there's not going to be enough time left in this basketball game. The foul on Michaela Mestel will be her second. And Jesse Marvichka, who was the bulk of the offense in the first half, with only 3 points in the second half, will shoot a 1-1 with 5 seconds to go. Free throw is up, and it is good. That makes it 53-47, a 6-point game. This would officially do it. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Kearney Catholic will fall to 2-3. Ravenna to 3-1. Mestel brings the ball up the floor. Casts up a three at the horn, and it is no good. And that is the end of tonight's basketball game. The Ravenna Lady Jays win their third in a row, and in the process, equal their most points of the young season with a 54-47 win over the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show in a minute right here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Mendon.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open until 8 during this holiday season to help you fill your Christmas gift list, whether it's a NFL hoodie or a men's college hoodie with your favorite teams, 25% off. Maybe you want a Husker t-shirt or sweatshirt. They've got them in all sizes for men, women, and children, over 40 styles to choose from at Misco's. Wishing you the happiest of holidays. Open on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center 7 days a week, not just during the holiday season, but all year round. Ravenna is able to outscore Kearney Catholic 15-9 to the fourth quarter and post a 54-47 win over the Stars. Let's take a look at the final numbers. First off, for Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel ends up with 10 points and 4 rebounds. Anna Howell had 6 points. Taryn Baum was the game's leading scorer here today for Kearney Catholic. She ended up with 16 points, a team-high 6 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Bailey Sokolowski had 9 points, and they were all in the second quarter. She had 4 rebounds and 2 blocks. Ellie Conley, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Danny Bushcutter, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Megan Anderson had 2 points and 1 rebound. Kearney Catholic had 8 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 5 of 6 in the first half, 7 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, but 0 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for Kearney Catholic, 12 in the first half and 7 in the second half. The Stars had 26 points at halftime, 21 in the second half, and Kearney Catholic finishes with 47 points, 20 rebounds, 12 out of 16 at the free throw line, 3 of 12 from 3-point land, 5 block shots, and 19 turnovers. Kearney Catholic falls to 2-3 on the season and will play at Elm Creek on Friday and 1 week from tonight back home against Axtell, who's off to a 4-0 start. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for the Ravenna Lady Jays after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers that I had for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Just six players scored tonight. Hunter Hilgey had 8 points and six rebounds. Jesse Marvichka had a game-high 17 points tonight, two rebounds. Maggie Mateka finished strong with 13 points. She had six of those in the fourth quarter, two rebounds. Gracie McDowell, two rebounds. Mackenzie Buehlbach, two rebounds. Taylor Hand, 10 points, and she had a game-high eight rebounds. Jaycee Zorb, 4 points, six rebounds. And Carissa Finke, 2 points, one rebound. Ravenna had 15 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, 8 of 9 in the second half. Three-point shooting for the Jays, 2 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the second half. And turnovers, 7 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Ravenna had 24 points at halftime. They scored 30 in the second half. And the Lady Jays overcome a 7-point second-half deficit to finish with 54 points, 29 rebounds, 8 of 11 at the free throw line, 4 of 16 from three-point land, and 15 turnovers as the Lady Jays improved to 3-1 with a 54-47 win over Kearney Catholic. Thursday night, Ravenna is back in action as they travel to Gibbon. They're back home to take on West Point Central Catholic 1 week from tonight in a very intriguing matchup. So that's the final, 54-47. Ravenna gets the win, and you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play because they carry brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from brand names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. Open special holiday hours for you at Misco's. We'll take a break. Be back in about 10 minutes with our boys' game, a battle of state-rated teams. Both are 2-1. And again, the final of the girls' game, Ravenna 54, Kearney Catholic 47. This is Doug Duda saying keep it here for more High School Hoops.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
All weekend, celebrate the season. It's a Christmas spirit.